This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This Cooking with Paula podcast was homegrown, carefully marinated and pan-fried with not a mention of an air fryer. And if you weren't quick enough to write down this week's recipe, this is for you. We're off to the kitchen now for some lemon Bakewell tart with blueberry compote and cream. This sounds like just a lovely, delicate... This is the kind of a thing you'd have after a plate of sandwiches with the crusts cut off.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Cucumber in the middle.
Yeah, would have to be.
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it? No, I Bakewell tart, John, it's one of those, if I see it in a menu, I just think I automatically order it.
Exactly.
It's just delicious,
I'm
isn't
exactly
it? It's
the same. Yeah, there's something about
just,
it. It's the juicy kind of almond paste wee bit of raspberry jam, and there has to be, well, no, there doesn't always have to be icing, but there could be icing on it.
I'm not a big fan of the icing. I like just a plain, you know, with that nice almond on top.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, served warm, wee jug of custard, another wee bowl of cream on the side.
So the difference with this one is that it doesn't have red jam.
No, but I mean the same recipe. Do you know the only thing but with that I don't like, and sometimes you get it and people put almond essence into the, and that is the work of dark forces.
In the
frangipane bit, you know that, and it's just too horrible.
Just let the almond do its thing.
No,
it's like
exactly.
I remember somebody saying to me one time, if you actually cut open a Bounty bar, other bars are available, obviously, but if you cut open a Bounty bar, the coconut flavour in a Bounty bar doesn't come from the coconut because it's all been processed as far from a coconut as is possible to be. The actual flavouring is in the chocolate around the coconut.
Right? Coconut?
I never thought of that. Yeah.
You're
if you
a
eat
font
the coconut
of knowledge.
Bit, aren't I? Every
I'm going to see what I'm going to do now. I'm going to be dissecting
a Bounty
bar.
I know, and sales are going to rocket, and then Nestle or whoever the other people
right,
are going to come on and go, sales of Bounty bars rocketed today. It's your fault. I'm going to lose my job over this, but it was worth it. I'll go down fighting.
You're right. You know when you open it up, but you get that smell of coconut, and that's it's encased in chocolate, so it shouldn't do.
That's essence. That's the essence as well.
Oh, John, no. Ah. Right, so desperate.
Don't start me.
No. So pastry first. I mean, you could go out and buy short crust pastry, you know, no problem. Go out and buy it ready rolled if you want. But always remember that those pastries are vegan and you're not going to get that nice buttery taste. And if you're making up a short crust pastry, just rub flour and cold butter together and then, you know, until it resembles, you know, fine breadcrumbs, or do that in the food processor, sugar and an egg, and that'll bring it all together. If you're nervous about rolling out pastry, if you're, you know, the thing about it is to keep the pastry moving on a lightly floured board, you know, keep, you know, rolling and moving it. But if you're a bit nervous, get a sheet of parchment paper, slap your round of pastry on top of that, put another sheet of parchment paper on top and roll it, and it'll not stick for you.
Okay.
And then take the top off it and put the pastry into line, and I think a metal, you know, fluted metal
it's
pie.
It's a fluted thing, isn't it? Because it has to.
Yeah,
you want that wee fluted edge to it.
Look,
so it
you
looks
can
nice.
Buy these in supermarkets, and the thing about it is, once you've mastered the pastry, you know, you'll be making Bakewell tarts, you'll be making different tarts, and it's just, honestly, there's nothing as nice as all butter pastry. And you don't have to bake this blind. That's another great thing about Bakewell tart. You get the nice crisp pastry without having to go through that all the bacon beans.
Oh,
but,
so you don't have to do the beans and put the beans in and bake it?
No, okay. Not with a Bakewell. Just stick it all in. That's great.
Okay.
And then the filling in this is soft butter. So your cold butter for your pastry. For the frangipane bit, nice soft butter and sugar and the zest of a couple of lemons, but keep the juice for later. Mm-hmm. And just really whisk that with, you know, until it's white nearly, John. So full tilt on your... with your electric mixer and get until it's, you'll know it's nice and pale and, you know, goes lovely, like a nice sort of white, nearly white. And then a couple of eggs, one at a time, just mix them in. Then you've got your ground almonds and a bit of flour. And then just mix that all around. And that's your lovely frangipane. Now, a friend of mine, actually, I was talking to her yesterday and she said that rather than that, she hates almond essence and she puts a wee splash of amaretto.
Oh, hello. Very nice.
Uh-huh. So, you know, so I sort of think I must try that, you know, because that's a wee bit of amaretto because it's nice. You know, it's just, you always have a bottle of that, don't you, for mm-hmm. Christmas?
Lying down the back of the cupboard beside the
Blue. Yes, exactly. I remember whenever I was at college, one of the lecturers talked about Blue Caraca.
Blue Caraca.
It was Blue Curacao. Blue Caraca. So anyway, and then... a nice bit of lemon curd, just to get a good quality lemon curd. Dollop that into the bottom of your pastry case, and then spread that all round, and then put your frangipane over the top. Smooth off the top, trim down your pastry edges. If you want to, you can throw a few wee ground almond or flaked almonds over the top. It's quite nice, and that goes into, you know, about a 180 degree oven, and it'll take about 40 minutes. And that's really it. And then just let it cool down. If you've got one of those big, you know, the wee fluted pan or fluted pastry case thing with a loose bottom, so you just lift it up and that's it, and slide it off.
Love a loose bottom, have to say. Otherwise, it's a nightmare to get it out. Are you doing them individually? Are they individual?
I did one big one. Mm-hmm. You could do individual ones. Just you're going to have less cooking time. Individual ones are lovely too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there's no fighting about who gets a bigger slice.
Exactly. So you have your tart done.
Yes,
you have your filling done with your lemon curd and your almond mixture then as well. So the blueberry compote then for on top.
Yeah, lemon and blueberries are beautiful together, aren't they? They're really, really nice. So again, I'm just using frozen blueberries into a pan. The juice of the lemons you had left over from your filling. Don't be wasting that and some sugar, and just bring that up to the boil and then let that simmer for about 10 minutes, and then get a slotted spoon and take out all the blueberries, set them aside. That's mm-hmm. your compote. The juice that's left over, boil that until, you know, on a good rolling boil, until it reduces by about half, John, and it's nice and, you know, it'll coat the back of a spoon syrupy consistency. Mm-hmm. Let that cool down. And then whip up a nice bit of double cream, and then just, you know, sort of like just, you know, very gently sort of fold that cream in. You know, don't fold the syrup in.
Oh, sorry. So the liquid syrup, then you fold that into your cream to give it the wee hint of blueberry. Yeah.
And then just really just sort of divide it in. Don't mix it in. Then it's a really funny blue coloured stuff mm-hmm. or purpley. I just like to sort of have it like a ripple. And then get a spoon and dip it into boiling water, and then quenelle your cream. You know,
quenelle your cream.
Yes. So you've got your lovely ripple. Dip your dessert spoon into boiling water and just make a nice wee sort of quenelle, like a nice wee scoop.
That's the thing that you need with two spoons.
Yes, but if you do, you can do it with one. If you're just doing a hot spoon, you're sort of just doing a wee sort of a curl, really.
Okay.
Nice boiling hot water. Take it out, shake off the water, and then the hot spoon just scoop out, and then you get these lovely, you can just see the nice wee ripple of the blueberry in with your cream. You don't have to do that, you can just dollop it on, but I just think if you're going to make an effort to make pastry, you might as well make an effort to quenelle your cream.
Absolutely. Is that right? Oh, I'd expect nothing less. And serve a slice of that with your compote and your cream,
and there you are.
Happy Mother's Day all round.
I don't think you need anything else, do you?
Definitely not.
That could be your present.
That's an idea.
That could be the present, couldn't
it? That's true. Well, there you go. The recipe's up at the minute. So if you want to get the recipe and make your own lemon Bakewell tart for your mother, or actually, do you know what? For anybody.
For anybody.
For yourself. For your very own self. And eat and it the all, great thing, the whole lot of it, every last
every
crumb,
John. And you know, and the thing about that, it's the gift that keeps giving, because you can have it warm with custard, delicious. When it cools down, wee cup of tea, nice slice of cold Bakewell. Lovely.
You're talking my language.
Mm-hmm.
Paula McIntyre, thank you so much.
Thanks,
that.
John.
As I say, the recipe is up on the website, the Saturday with John Toll Show page. The recipe is there, or you can call us on 03030 80 55 55. That's 03030 80 55 55. We'll send you one out for yourself. That's it from our Cooking with Paula podcast. More from Paula and more from us on BBC Sounds.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.